Good morning, Rabbi. Lidu nishmasim b'mirasi rus pas Mordechai. And l'schus b'ni, Akiva Simcha ben Feiga. In the last 48 hours, I received over 130 emails. I'm going to try to read as many as I can. I got a bunch of pictures too. Moshe Braun, I slept my bacher kicking and screaming to the MDY Muncie Seam this past Muncie Shabbos. And during the Seam, I told him, this is what Yiddishkeit is all about, all types of Yidden. I'm not a first grade Rebbe, you know what I mean? One look should do it. During this year, I told him that this is what Yiddishkeit is all about. All types of Yidden, different looks and flavors, getting together to celebrate Limud HaTorah and Asim Masechta. On the way home, he told me he wanted to join this year. I used to go to the Beis Medrash, but now, because of you, Night Seder happens in our dining room. I got your custom Amaritz plate in the mail today. Yemir Hashem will be on its way to you, Moshe Braun. Here he is. Both of them learning. This is Moshe Lappa, Dovi Fink, Yehuda Shook, and Jeff Resnick from Jackson. Not Lakewood. They did their own seum. Vaitik Yigangin, Ash Jacob. Oshi Jacob from Muncie. I'm Shulam Rand's cousin, F202. I was never the guy to keep up with the daf, but ever since I've joined your shir, since the end of Rosh Hashanah, I'm loving it. I've signed up, got my free Gemara, do leasing. Whenever he has spare time, he does the daf. I want to wish you continued hatzlacha. I love how you give over the first good morning, Rabbi Yossi, and then reading the emails, sponsors, showing the pictures. It really makes the shir exciting, Yishmak, okay? This will be very exciting for you to see yourself live. Here we go. Ushi. This is, Mo Landy, instead of Rabbi Yossi. This is not, what do you watch in America? Get together around the table, have some chicken finger, whatever. Here we go. Yeah. Doing the daf. Joking around, doing the daf. Your bracha is a taka makuyim. Last time we get together, it was a shvacha turnout. You gave a bracha, there'll be more next time. 8 chaverim of Rockland members, plus my favorite brother-in-law, got together and learned the daf. Special thanks to my wife for cooking special to the oilam. You have the hearts of a chassid and the hasmod of a litvak. No wonder you share so popular in Mashiach Zeitin. Shkoyach. Somebody spotted this tzaddik learning in an ice rink in, I don't remember where, but it's upside down. I was at my son's hockey practice. I was excited to see somebody watching this year. You'll never know. He says, Kitzer, he always goes out for the speech. And he's about to leave, and then the Rav started talking about Nisuch HaMayim, and he chapped what's going on, and he loved the speech. Mazel Tov to Akiva Pilim, finishing his first Masechta many years. Good luck to Moshe Horn, who just started learning with MDI. Your Talmud Yehuda Wyman. This is, I want to share Nachas picture of your Talmud, Dr. Ben Portal, from the Five Towns. Former May student making a Sima Rosh Hashanah. We got to get to some emails. Oh, this is a long one. Marina Rav Shilito, Boker Ratan. He went to do this. Jumping, and the Doyle was jumping into the pool. He did the daf. Gave your son your words about your son. He gave us a lot of chizuk. So he's going to chazer and strive to be koina mesechta in his chos. The siyum of Muncie was such a chizuk. And that's why I say, Rabbi Yossi, these siyumim. You hear? Coming to the Siyum, it's not about you, it's also about who you bring to the Siyum. People are in this room right now that started doing the daf because they came to the Siyum and they had a tremendous hisayros. Seeing everybody dancing and singing its kishmak to do the daf by far was the highlight of the night. I've been learning Taina since I was in Shana Rishona and I saw him 6 years ago. And I'm at such a high learning with you. Pictures, da 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 da. I'm trying to get my brother to join. His name is Zev Aaron Weiss from Clifton, New Jersey. Please get him to come. Your Talmud Muvik from Clifton, New Jersey, Avigdor Weiss. Here's Avigdor Weiss, but look at this. Look at his Gemara all jotted up. Beautiful stuff. Oh, We have a couple of seconds here. This kind of email sometimes gets me in trouble, but I think this is real and I want to read it. Please don't say my name. My husband has become a different person since starting the daf with you. Not only does he learn kavua a minimum of 1 to 2 hours daily, but he no longer has his own comfort zone and is social. I made him a social butterfly. Unbelievable. We're in Florida for Shabbos, and he got in touch with the Miami chevret to get him a ride to the scene, which they did. Oh, that's the mishpacha here. He went with a stranger to a bunch of strangers gathering, but the common thread, which was enough for him, was you, Rebelli. Okay? Continue Hatzlacha, it should be a catalyst to bring Mashiach now. Thank you. Sroel Goldstein says, I posted on my status the whole 3.5 minute of your meltdown Sunday morning. As of now, I had more than 500 viewers. This was 2 days ago. And six people, listen to this, six people signed up because of that clip. That's what status is. They all told me I'll move the order. Your longtime Talmud and good friend, Yisrael Goldstein. I want to read one because he's here now. I got to, where is this? Don't tell me. I can't go through all of these. Shlomo Reich. This is a Givaldika one. I hope all is Givaldik. I banged up against you hard playing basketball. I've gone skiing, snowboarding with you in the West. I've discussed this. But the most intense, full contact thing I've ever done with you is the daf. Okay, Shlomo Reich, Yishkoyach. But where is this thing? Yoni, where's your email? Oh, here it is. I got it right here, but I'll read this real quickly. The daily daf has changed my life. Everyone is thirsty to fill up some time in their life. And unfortunately, until now, it was Netflix. Netflix is going out of business, Rabbi Isai. That was filling up my time. But since I started 3 months ago, I've learned 3 mesechtes with Rebelli and not in a high speed. I haven't had one urge to watch any movies. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us a person that lives in Torah Sweet. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai, real quickly. By Yoni Levy, sitting right here in the room. I don't want to embarrass him. First of all, I'd like to thank you for a beautiful siyum. A first MDY Siyum and a first Siyum in over 2 years. I remember that the Siyum Shas, you were standing there at the entrance of Yenei Uma, handing out 8-minute daf pamphlets with Yeshua. Can't believe how much of an impact it has had on me. Ever since I was introduced to Gemara, I've always seen learning in a negative eye, mostly because of the educational system in school, not differentiating it from other subjects. I never thought that anything would change my mindset until I found your shir. I'd like to thank my dad for all the convincing and motivation to give Gemara learning a second chance. And to you, Rebelli, for always infusing positivity and clarity into learning, I wish to continue with the daf and hopefully help you give out 8-minute daf pamphlets at the next Siyum HaShas. Sincerely, Yoni. Now, I want to tell you, Yoni, spoke to your dad a little bit. Turns out that it's difficult to watch the shir in yeshiva. It's almost like doing a davar asur. They have to hide and watch the shir because if they get caught, that means that they download it from somewhere and they have a smart device. That's the whole thing. But Bezer Hashem, I'm saying this here now, for the very first time, it's an unbelievable thing. Bezer Hashem, we're going to introduce the Daf Yomi to many, many yeshivas. And our yeshivas on board already, maybe we're going to give them a special screen that you can't watch anything but the shir. It's going to be epic. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a game changer. We're going to bring in thousands of more people because look how many bachrim are sitting here and they want to learn the daf. It gives them skills. It's geschmack. If there's a boring subject or something, and if you're one of these guys in yeshiva, if you're a Rebbe somewhere and you know of a place that it could work, let us know. We'd love to help you out. We got our first Panovich screen, sponsoring the screen. Something is, why is there dark on the screen, Gary? You see? You're watching on the left side. Over here. What is this? Maza. All right, Masechet Tanis is dedicated to by the Kessler and Davis families, Refuah Shlema from Miriam Esther Bas Dvara. I called them yesterday. Refuah Shlema. Parents of Chodesh, Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili. Lili Nishmas, his father, assistant Shver. Parents of Chodesh, Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Parents of Chodesh, the Hannah's brothers, in honor of the Hannah's Bas Crispin Benazaira families and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Lili Nishmas, my maternal grandfather, Reb Asher Sharetz and Reb Asher Ben Reb Moshe. May today's learning be a schus and a source of comfort for the family of Reb Meir, Tzirul, Yisrael Dov, and Asher Zelig Farkovitz. By Avram Epstein. In memory of my mother, Rezel Bat Chanoch, for Neshama should have an Aliyah. By Mo Landy. Oh, I just showed this picture. Moshe Aaron Baruch, my great grandfather, who I'm named after, and whose yours it is today. Abba Rennert, in honor of Rebelli Shlita, help me be a Messiah, another Masechta, and Yoel David Goldstein, and Landy for joining for Titus. Welcome and enjoy the ride. And by Michael Harbader, Harbader, Lilo Nishmas, Malkasor Bash. Where? Shalom Aleichem. How do you pronounce your last name? Harbader. Okay, so I didn't even get it in the two chat. Lilo Nishmas, Malkasor Bash, Shalom Aleyo on your yard side. The boys had one of these unbelievable dapim that Titus is so famous for. We're holding Daf Dalet Amud Beis towards the bottom. By the way, if anybody was confused yesterday, saying Talmud Mutar and Mashav Ruach, the whole thing, very, very poshut. I have an Eitzah. I realized you have to flip everything I said yesterday. So when I said the Saint Tal, just go Mashav Ruach, Mashav Ruach, Saint Tal, and it'll kind of make sense now. Okay? Seder. Oh, Rabbi Weinrib. Get over here, Shalom Aleichem. Your son is the one that won the Shas?
Yes.
The Shas man. All right. When is he coming? The Ravel Shas. We got to do another Ravel Shas. Okay. Soon. Vanan dislon tre yoimi. Awesome chutz lords. We have 2 day yontif. Hechi avdino. When do we start saying Mashav Ruach? Omar Rav. Matchil, by the way, because we're doing daf yoimi and you're all confused, Mashav Ruach, saying, no, don't worry about it. In a few minutes, new Mishnah, it's all new stuff. That's it. Hechi avdinon, Omar Rav, matchil b'musafin, u'poisek b'mincha. So it goes like this. Got all the emails set up, but not this. Okay. You have 2 days of Yom Tov. Day one and day two. L'chaira, if we're going to start from day one, because it makes a lot of sense, and we learned it in Rosh Hashanah over and over, hardly 99.99% of the time, Elul is a 29-day month, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is going to come out on day 30. So we know when Rosh Hashanah comes out. You don't even need a calendar. We know. So if we're going to start on day one with Mashav Ruach, it's already winter, so we're going to start by Musaf and continue. Musaf, Mincha, Ma'ariv, just go. That's it. We're done. No. Says the Gemara, that's not what we do. What do we do? We do something like this. We start by Musaf, and then we stop. We don't say Mashav Ruach by Mincha, we don't do Mashav Ruach by Ma'ariv, we don't do Mashav Ruach by Shacharis, and then we start it up again by Musaf, and then we continue from there. 2 days, we have a Safek. So we're going to do a little bit of Mashav Ruach by Musaf, but because it's a Safek, it might still be Sukkos. You don't want rain on Sukkos. So we're going to go back in Mincha, we're not going to say Mashav Ruach. Now, what's the problem with that? You started doing one thing, you started saying it's Kaddish, not Kaddish. What are you doing? You can't jump on two chasanas. You start by Musaf, just don't look at this side, just this side. You start by Musaf, you stop by Mincha, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Chayzib, and Musaf. Then you do again by Musaf, Mincha, etc. Go out and tell Abba, Abba's Rav, that's his real name, Abba. You already said Mashav Ruach, how can you go back and do it and undo it? So he has a different idea. He says what you do is you do Musaf and Mincha. In other words, you finish off day one. Day one is finished. You're not changing the status of day one, making Chol Kodesh. It's done. Now at night, it's a new day. Oh, so now I restart the clock and I say, no Mashav Ruach. Only a Ma'ariv. So the only difference here is Mincha. Mincha, I do say Mashav Ruach, where he says Mincha not. It makes a lot of sense now. I fixed the problem of dancing on two chasanas in one day. Then once again, he starts it all over again. Shachris, he doesn't say it because not. Musaf, we start saying Mashav Ruach by Musaf. You need to give the Gavai a chance to scream it out. You can't do it during Shachris. Okay. Says Gemara. Rav Omar, top of Hei Omer Alf. Kivin Shitchil, Shubeni Paisek. No, Rav holds like this. Once you say Mashav Ruach over here, that's it. It's a green light forever. You don't go back. V'chein Omer Rav Sheshes, Kivin Shitchil, Shubeni Paisek. Rav Sheshes agrees to that. V'omer Rav, Hodar, V'af Rav, Hodar Be. Even Rav, who said that you stop and go, he took it back. V'omer Rav Chanan, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, he says. Moina Esrim Ve'echod Yoim Kederech Shemoina Asara Yomim Mirosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur. If you don't have Nekudos, it doesn't say Shemona Esrei over here, it says Shemona Asara Yomim, Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippur. In other words, here, I made it very, very simple. 2-year-old could understand this. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. We are going to start by day number one, right over here, not over here, and we're going to start counting 10 days. We get to day 10, that is Yom Kippur. So just like you start from Rosh Hashanah, and after 10 days you get to Yom Kippur. So if you start from Rosh Hashanah, after 22 days, you're going to get to Shmini Atzeres. That's when you say in Musaf, you say, Ma'ashev Aruach Umarin HaGashem. In other words, all the Gemara is trying to say is, do not start counting your 22 days from the second day of Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, this is like a Vaday Rosh Hashanah, everybody does Rosh Hashanah this day. No. You start from day one, and you work 22 days later. You think it's simple to start typing 16, 17, center it, what? Esrim ve'achad yoyim. Yeah. What do I do? Oh. That's not good. I don't know. Okay. It doesn't work well. Moina esrim ve'achad yoyim k'derech shemoina asor yom Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. Great kasha. For the kasha start finished. U'matchil. We're going to get there soon. B'kivin shidcha. What do you say? Okay. Zog the Gemara. And once he starts, see Rav himself says this. What, he doesn't do start, stop, start again tomorrow. You start and you go. Says the Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel who's sitting right over here. Refuah Shleimah, what do you want Refuah Shleimah for? Raina Bas Yantid Dvaira. Yeah, Seisim Shomer official. We'll see you back Bekarev Mamish without that silly thing you're sitting on. Nice and strong and healthy. Ad Mosai says the Mishnah. Ad Mosai Shoyalim is like Shomim. When do you stop? Oh, we had this Mishnah yesterday. When do you stop saying the same Talmud Matal of Racha? Rebbe Yudayim at Shiyavar Pesach. So again, we'll pull out the chart from yesterday. This is the second Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Daf Hei. So that's the blue one. He says when Pesach is over. First Mishnah, he says, when Pesach begins. Here we go. Save St. Talamotar all the way until the end of Nisan. Shenemar, he has a pasuk. Vayored lochem geshem, moire umalkoish, barishon. It says the first month, barishon. There'll be rain. It doesn't say when the rain begins, when the rain starts. And so therefore, it's all month long, says Remeir. It could be any time. It could be halfway through the month. It could be at the end of the month. Barishon. So therefore, the entire month of Nisan is off limits. You have to say the same tal. We have to ask for Gashem. Omalei Rav Nachman le Rabbi Yitzchak, Yoyre ben Nisan. It says in the pasuk Yoyre Malkoch. Different types of rain. Is there Yoyre in Nisan? Yoyre ben Mar Cheshvenu. That only applies in Cheshven in the winter, not in the summer. The Stanya we learned in Ebraisa Yoyre ben Mar Cheshvenu Malkoch ben Nisan. Amalei Yoch Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi says as follows: Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel, in the days of Yoel ben Pesuel. Now, oh by the way, I was at a big siyum yesterday. Anonymously, I have a picture I'll show soon. He doesn't want me to say his name, but he's sitting right over there in the front top corner. Oh, seriously, he doesn't want me to say his name, but he doesn't mind if I show this picture. A beautiful siyum. Why? It's his first time he ever made a siyum in his life. How old are you? Bekamata. I don't want to embarrass you. Tell me how old is he? If he's 40. Already 40. Unbelievable. We have something in common that nobody else here in the room has. We both learned the Panovich. Okay. And we both had great experiences there. Fine. He said at the Siyum that he loves Jewish geography. He likes to know who we're talking about. So I said, okay, for him, the Siyum boy. Yoel ben Pesuel. There's a Navi called Yoel. Who is he? Who is he? Who's his father? His father, according to some Rishonim, was Shmuel. And he wasn't such a great guy. But then he did tshuva. And once he did tshuva, he became a Navi. B'meyoyel ben Pesuel niskayim mikro zed chsiv bey yeser ha-gozom ochal ha-arba. It's going to be famine 7 years. For in the beginning, the first half or so is going to be the locust, and then there's going to be famine. Other came along, there's no rain. Unbelievable. The whole winter went by, no rain. The beginning, the first rain happened in the beginning of Nisan. The Navi Yoel tells them, go out and plant. We're in a famine. I have a handful of grain. I can make a challah, one challah. I'm going to take this grain and listen to you and put it in the ground and ruin it. I'm going to starve to death. I'm going to starve so badly, as the Gemara says soon, I'm going to eat my own children. I'm going to eat my own flesh. So I'm going to listen. Think about no peanut butter in the cupboard, nothing, zero, zero, zero. I have one handful of grain. What am I going to do? Listen to the Navi. You know what emuna you need? Omer lahem, huh? And in the summer, there's no rain. It's finished. It didn't rain 3 months. Now I'm going to put it in the ground. Ava bikein tzuvizeru. Nasil l'nez. They went out and they planted. When you listen, when you have that emuna, once you have that emuna, nasil l'nez, in his gala elohem, mashab eksalim, what the mice hid in the walls, umashab echori nemalim, and what the ants hid, there's once a gemara, I don't remember where and how, but something like the nemalim could gather 30 core of wheat, like a tremendous amount. So, just as a point, because I like to point these things out, I didn't see it anywhere, but to me it was kind of obvious as I was reading it. Many times in life, we have the mice that come along and take our stuff. You know, you have a flat tire, you have a this, a that, you have a mouse. And when it happens, you get upset at the mouse. It's a chutzpah, I just bought a box of cereal and just ate up my cereal. But then, all of a sudden you chop, why there's a mouse? Sometimes you zoicha to see the mouse. So you chop, oh, the mouse was here to take my stuff, yeah, but put it away for a rainy day, for a non-rainy day, when I'm starving to death. And here, it helps me out. Like, I was at my uncle's house. I have an uncle, Choshevi guy. His name is Chaim Zev Yosilevsky. He lives in Parkville Avenue in New York. Joe Solowski, some call. So I was at his house, and he told me, it was Friday, and he remembered, as he parked his car, he remembered his wife lit candles, my aunt. And he chapped that he left, there's a light on in the car. He sees the light in the car. He knows that if he doesn't turn it off, no battery. He's going to ruin his battery. So he runs to the car and he looks at the shkia, not shkia. Fine, let's be mocking. I won't do it. Okay, so once the Shabbos goes, you know, he's curious to see. So he goes and he looks and he sees the whole steering wheel, the whole thing. So somebody tried to break into his car in Shabbos, but they couldn't take the car because there's no battery. Zog the Gemara. So they went out and they planted. Second rain came the fifth day of Nisan. So what's the Omer again? If you weren't here last Masechta, this is the new and improved Omer picture. If you have a crop that grew all the way to Pesach, you're not allowed to eat a sandwich from me. You're not allowed to eat anything from it. No pizza, no nothing. It's called Chadash. You can't eat it until you makriv a karban on the second day of Pesach, on Tesach Zayin Nisan. Then that allows you to eat the entire crop that just grew up until this point. So they didn't have a crop. Forget about a crop. Forget about Omer. But it just grew. The new crop just grew when? From Shisha, from the sixth day till... From the fifth day, let's see. No, skip. On the fifth day of Nisan. And you're supposed to bring the Omer when? 11 days later. They were able to bring Omer in 11 days. What you typically takes all the way from Cheshvan, when you plant, all the way till Pesach, a big nes happened, it grew in 11 days. What took 6 months, took 11 days. Where's Nachman? All right. Hazarim b'dima. We have a lot to accomplish today. So they, that's the generation that sowed the fields b'dima with tears. Berina, and then they came with simcha gdayla and they were able to harvest the fields, and we use it for chinuch also. this kid that we have such tsar with and we cry bitter tears over, Berini Yitzor eventually is going to give us a lot of nachas. Keeps on going and he's crying and he's carrying the seeds. We just said, the Gemara is asking Kasha, we just said that you're going to go, you're crying and you're sowing the field while you're crying and then you're going to... So then why is the Torah repeat it? Why is it supposed to repeat it? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, we're not repeating it. We're talking about something else completely. Before we're talking about human beings, now we're talking about Shor. When he plows the field, he cries. It's painful. He goes back and forth. He feels like he's not doing anything. He gets to that side and he thinks it's over and they said, turn around. But when he turns around in that generation, that 1 year, the tefuah was growing so quickly that it was able to grow and he was able to eat a little bit of it from the bottom and then he was happy. When he gets there, it'll be b'simcha. And by the way, Rabbi said, we say, a person should be like an ox with a yoke. What does that mean? The ox doesn't see any payrise. He goes back and forth. Just a pshat, whatever. Throw it into the Gavi Delio. Back and forth, garnished. But at the end of the day, he plowed a field. Osnaf yoimi, guys. We do a day. Next day, you ask the guy, well, so when do you say St. Talamat Avrocha? No, that was Kislev. No, that... Okay. But at the end of the day, you plow through Masechta and you plow through Shas. Kishor la'oil. Yeah. Zog the Gemara. Ma, I know it's a lumoisov. Omer Rav Chisda v'Amri lo b'masis atana. Kana zeres. She boiles zartayim. In other words, where is it? It broke on the way. I apologize, Reboisai. But let's say typically this is a chita. So there's a little piece over here, and you have a huge stalk over here. What happened was it was the reverse. They had a huge amount of produce on top, and on the bottom, this part was the stalk. It was reversed from usual. Kana zeres, the stalk was like that much. She boiled her time, and the good part was two times that amount, double the amount. Omalei Rav Nachman le Rabbi Yitzchok, Ma'id Chsiv Ki Kara Hashem La Rav. The time of Elisha, V'gam Boel Ha'aretz Sheva Shonim. What did they eat then? There was so much famine. What did they eat? Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. First they emptied out the cabinets. Then they went to the fields. Shlishi is the third year. They ate all their cattle. Revius, Besar Behemet. Then they started eating the pigs. Chamish is Besar Shkotz and Vermosim. They started eating cockroaches and mice. Shish is Besar Beneim Uvneiseim. Rashi sticks in here. Not everybody did it. The very desperate ones ate their own children. Mamash like the Techacha. Shvius, and in the 70th year, Besar Zroi, same, they ate their own flesh. L'kayim HaShenemar, Ish Besar Zroi Yechidu. V'omar Le'er Rachel Le'er Yitzchak, Ma'ed Chsiv, B'kir B'chol Kodosh, V'loi Ovei Be'ir. What does it mean? Within you, it's Gdusha, but I'm not going to come into the city. What does it mean? Mishum de B'kir B'chol Kodosh, Lo'i Ovei Be'ir. Omer Le'er Chom, Rabbi Yochan, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yavoi b'Yerushalayim shel malo. B'Yerushalayim shel malo. We're late. Ad she'avoi. B'Yerushalayim shel mato. Okay, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yerushalayim up there. And he won't rest in that Yerushalayim until we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, right now today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in his Yerushalayim. He wants to be there, but he's waiting for us to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Umeyiki Yerushalayim lamalo. Is there such a city in the Chsiv Yerushalayim Abnuya? Kiir Shechubra lo yachtav. There's also another song for it, but basically there's a twin city to Yerushalayim. There's another. It has a twin. Kiir Shechubra. It's connected. We're up there. V'amalei Reb Nachman le Reb Yitzchok Ma'ed Chsiv u'ba'achas yivarev yichsalu Musar Havolim Eitzu. This is Shtusim. It's a bunch of wood. V'amalei Acham Reb Yochanan. Achasi, there's one Aveiro, Shemivaeris Rishoyim Begehenim. This is one that takes care of all the Rishoyim, burns them out. Mahi, Avoid the Zara. Avoid the Zara, we said, we just learned in Roshana, this is the Yankov saying it. Learn Roshana, that when you have these Aveiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, if it's the first time you did it, he'll ignore it. He'll throw it away. Not when it comes to Avoid the Zara. Even if it's the first time, that is not Moichel. Mai, Avizod, Siv Hacha, Musar Havalim, Eitu, Siv Hasam, Hevel, Hema, Masi Tatuim, talking about Avizor, the word Hevel is Avizor. My Siv, Kishtaim Roy Sosami, my nation did two wrongs. Tardinu Dahavu, Esrim Varbe Shvikulu, it says over there, a whole list. The Oiv on Bin Al Khaveri, Bin Al Makim, everything. So why do you say they only did two? They did 24. Achasi, turning to Dafayim with Beis. Sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother Gail Rachner. Avigal Gidobat, Pesach, the Chava Rivka. Sponsored anonymously is Chuz for Shal Tamar Chayobat Sora to have her first name Bekaroy. So, it's one Aveira that equals two Aveira. So, my new Avoid the Zora, the Chsiv, Kishtaim Roy Sosahami. Two things they did wrong here. Oisi Yozvu, they left me, Mekor Mayim Chayim, which is life. They left the life. Lachsim and Boyer's Nishbarim to go and get broken, cracked pits. Doesn't make any sense. Chsibu, ki ivru iye chitiyim uru. There's a group of people called chitiyim, not kusim. Chitiyim. Vekedar, kedarim, shilchu, vizbainu umay. Haheimir goy Elohim, Elohim, veheim Eloh Elohim. Is it possible that a nation would flip their gods, so to speak, change out their gods? Nobody does it. Even though veheim Eloh Elohim, when their gods are silly, shtusim, their gods is a piece of nothing, they won't switch it out for anything. Ve'ami, look what happened. Ve'ami, my nation, heimir kvoidoi beloy yoyel. They took me, I'm the real deal, and they switched me out for nothing. It's a terrible taina. What's pshat tana? Kusiyim, ketiyim, oivdim lo'eish. What do they worship? Fire. V'kidarim oivdim lo'mayim. V'kidarim worship water. Everybody knows that the water can extinguish the flame. Lo'i hemiru elikeyim. They refuse to change gods. They said, no, we're sticking to the fire. V'ami, our nation, your nation, Klai Yisrael, heimir kvoidi b'lo yoyel. They changed me out for a stone. Terrible. We have no clue today. We have zero taiva for it, Baruch Hashem. Because Chacham, we're mevatel the taiva. But back then, the taiva for Avodah Zarah was insane. Everybody used to worship something, so there was a taiva to worship something else. When Shmuel became old, look, when was Shmuel Nifter? He was 52 years old when he was Nifter. So what does it mean Shmuel became old? He was never old. He died young. I was just thinking. I am turning, I don't want to say when. It's my birthday this week. 49. And I say, do not buy me presents because the Olam already bought me presents. The greatest present you could give me is Mendy. One new guide to the Shir. How could you compare a guy learning Torah to Havli Havolim? And the Olam got me 1,000 presents. I hope they're still on over there. Unbelievable. I'm full till here. But anyway, in 3 years from now, I'm going to be 52, Bezer Hashem. It's not that old. You're going to call me old? 52? Domar mar. Meis benum beishana zeu misasei shel Shmuel Arimasi. In other words, a person dies between 50 and 60, that's called Karis. But if he dies on age 52, that's not Karis. That's the age of Shmuel. Very interesting that they say, you say in the Haggadah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Arei nikivim shivim shana. So some say, I forgot where I saw this, that Shmuel, it's not some, I think it's like a real thing, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Gilgal of Shmuel. So his 18 years plus Shmuel's 52 is 70. Harani give him Shim Shana. They both had white hair, the whole thing. Okay. Also, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a person accomplishes, he's an accomplished person, so then it doesn't matter when he dies. He died at 52. But if all he does all day is the right thing, Yishbaruch considers it as if, you know, he went on to 100. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rishon says this. Fine. 52 years old. Do we have time? Yeah. There was an elderly couple. They went up to Shemayim. They get up there. They can't believe their eyes. People are sitting there in huge mansions with palm trees and grass and gardens. They're learning Torah in the front lawn, a helicopter pad, the whole thing. So the guy looks at his wife and he says, honey, it's only because you fed me that shtusim, those carrots and the salads and the whole wheat bread. We could have been here 20 years ago. All right. Zog to Gemara. So he died early. 18 years early, whatever it was. Domar meis. Domar mar. Meis binu meis shonazim yisad shishmul arabasi. Omalei yochem rabbi yochana. Zikne kaf tzalav. He turned white. Dichsiv. Nichamti kim lachti yishol. Hashem says, I feel bad, so to speak, that I made Shaul a king. Look, he did an avera. Got to get rid of him. Omalei fonav. So Shmuel is trying to save Shaul's life. Ribbono shel olam. You made me equivalent to Moshe and Aaron. We just had in Rosh Hashanah. Shmuel is like Moshe and Aaron. We sing it then. I don't know. We have to sing it now. Moshe and Aaron b'choyanov u'Shmuel b'koyrishemoy. Ma Moshe and Aaron loy batlu ma seidem b'chayeim. Afani lo izbatlu ma seyode b'chayeim. How could my student die young? Listen to this lashon. It's an unbelievable lashon. What should I do? Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm stuck. Leimo Shaul. Listen to this. Leimo Shaul loikoshavik Shmuel. Shmuel won't allow it. Baruch Hu can't kill someone because another human being is not going to allow him to do it. That's who Shmuel is, from the greatest that ever lived. Loi Leimo Shaul. Sorry. Leim Shmuel. So, I have a Eitza. Let's just kill Shmuel. He won't see what's going on. Azutur, Miran of Asrei. Now he's going to be younger than natural. And people are going to say that Shmuel committed an Avera and that's why he died young. Can't do that. Leim Shmuel, but Leim Shmuel. So, I won't kill either of them. Can't do that either. Kfargiyo Malchus David. It's already time for David to be king. Ve'ein Malchus Negaz B'chaverto Afilu Kimelonimo. We say it throughout Shas. One kingship cannot overlap the other, even a hair's breadth. So I got to do something. I'll make him look old. If I make him look old, now I can take him away early. Take him away early, nobody's going to say anything. Oh, he's an old man, he has a white, long beard. By the way, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I have a sister that was born prematurely in Eretz Yisrael. My parents made Aliyah. And to their luck, or not luck, whatever it was, Hashem had it this way. She was born in a hospital in Eretz Yisrael. And terrible things. They didn't have the right equipment to do the surgeries. And the whole Maisa, my father had to sneak her out of the hospital, run to America with her. She almost passed away on the plane. Whole thing, Atzol, is that? He was there for 3 months. And we were in Eretz Yisrael, however many kids we had then, five, whatever it was, we were in Eretz Yisrael by ourselves with my uncle. The Vinters from Bnei Brak to Kerava. Anyway, so my father, young guy in his 30s, left with a black beard. He came back 3 months later, Maisa Shaya, white. I saw it with my own eyes. Young guy in his 30s, white. It's possible to change, like the Gemara is saying. Shmuel didn't have the tzaras, but I saw it with my own eyes. I didn't recognize him. He came out and begged, you know, you wait for the people. Hey, Abba. He walked right by me. I had no idea who he was. Says the Gemara, "Akvitz alav zikno." I know the chesiv Shaul Yishev begiva tachas Yishev berama. That's what it says. Shaul sat in the giva under a tree berama. What is going on here? V'chimayin giva is a rama. Giva is pilegish begiva. You know that's chelik biyamin pilegish begiva. So what are they doing there? El aloy malach migorim l'shaul sheishev begiva. Why was Shaul Zoicha to live another 2.5 years? Read the pasuk. Shaul was alive in Giva. Tachas, because of Ha'eshel Barama, because of that person called Shmuel Anavi, who comes from Rama, he davened and he gave up his life so that he could live another 2.5 years. As the Gemara, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill Shmuel. So that David HaMelech, that David could come and take his kingdom. Says Gemara, in fact it happens. Rabbi Yochanan, who is it over here? Who? Yonasan. My dechsev akein chotzafti banavim harakten bim rifi. I killed them with the words of my mouth. But my same loynema doesn't say because of their bad deeds they died. Elabim rifi. Sometimes Hakadosh Baruch Hu just takes away tzaddikim alma mitchi gavra mikami gavra. It's possible. Rav Nachman Ber Yitzchok says the Gemara story. Rav Nachman Ber Yitzchok Avi Yasif Sudasa. They were sitting at a meal. They were eating. Oh, Rav Nachman Ber Yitzchok leib mar milsa. It's like it's humorous, the story. Says Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzchok, "Nu, say over dvar Torah. You have a dvar Torah." Says, "Yes, I have a dvar Torah." Olay Yochem Rav Yochanan, Ein Mesichim Besuda. You want to hear my dvar Torah? You're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal. You're not allowed to say dvar Torah in the middle of the meal. That's my dvar Torah. Why? Shemayagdim Kana Leveshes. Because the food, when we learned it in Brachas, Dr. Factor jumped up and said, "What do you say?"
That's why I'm pissed.
That's not what you said. You said, you explained to me how it works. You have no idea what I'm talking about. The windpipe and the esophagus, and he said, yes, there's actually a cap and it can move.
That's why. That's
the, what is it? Oh, no, maybe doc. You said it.
Right, lower lobe pneumonia, aspiration pneumonia, because the windpipe.
Yeah, that's what you said, right.
Towards the right.
Yeah, I remember now understanding the word you said. Correct. Yeah. What does it cause?
Right lower lobe.
Aspiration pneumonia. Aspiration pneumonia. I think that's what you said last time. No, not ringing the bell. Yeah. I remember, we're in the middle of the sugya. It causes right lower lobe aspiration pneumonia. Yeah, that's exactly. I'm serious. Go back to that daf in Brachas. But do you remember saying it? Do you remember saying it? You do remember saying it. Okay, yes, that's what you said. I now remember. So it causes pneumonia, which will kill you. So if it doesn't kill you on the spot, if you don't choke on the spot, it'll give you pneumonia and kill you later. Fine. Now, How could you even say this halacha? It's also the talk. You go, Nu-oh! So some say, we had in the Gemara, Rav Gamliel, I don't know if it was that same Gemara, but Rav Gamliel was in the Beis HaMerchatz, and somebody started talking, and he says, Ey, Mesichim Beis HaMerchatz. But how can you say halacha, Ey, Mesichim Beis HaMerchatz, in the Beis HaMerchatz? The Gemara has the question. And the Gemara says, no, he only said it when he came out. So maybe over here also, just throwing it out there, maybe over here also, after the Suda, he said it. Even though it says, Basad the Sod Omale, over there it also says, after he came out of the Beis HaMerchatz, he told him. And okay. I'll tell you, Pshat, you want a nice Dvar Torah here. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Omale, he said, V'chibichdi, Sivdus of Denayo, V'chantu Chanatayo, V'kovik of Raya. What? Stam? They stood Yaakov Avinu up. Tati, don't move. We got to wrap you. And they start going like this. Oh, they can see you breathing. Stop. The whole thing. What? It's a joke. And they gave a hesped, and then they opened up the ground, they put him in, protect, whatever. He didn't die. So Rabbi Isai, you know, in yeshiva they always said, and I said this before, for Nakasha Startmanish, it's a great line. Anytime, like the guy, it was never me, but there's always the ilui of the shir, he used to ask a bam kasha in the middle of the shir klali, and the Rashiba, chvesnish, I don't know. It turns out that big bomb kasha guy, he knew exactly what sfarim the Rashiba used, and he would open them up beforehand, and he would figure out this, and then he'd bomb them out. Fine. And the Rashiva would always say, from Akasha start minutes. You don't die from Akasha. So the Chayyar Rabbi said, we can prove it from this Gemara. Why? Because it says, Yaakov Avinu didn't die. But we have Akasha. He did die. Because they buried him. Ah, from Akasha start minutes. You don't kill Yaakov Avinu just because you have Akasha. I don't got this one. Good. Okay. Don't worry, my servant Yaakov. I'm going to save you from the distance, and your offspring, Makish, who Lazaroi, Mazari b'chayim, afu b'chayim, referring to his children, they're alive, so too, Yaakov Avinu is alive. By the way, we had in Ksubas, Daf Kuvdalet, a very interesting story, also needs a lot of hesbim. By the way, there's a lot of raid here. What exactly does it mean he didn't die? What, he's walking around somewhere? So some say it's just his ruchnius never died, or that he has the ability to go back in his body when he needs to and has to. This is raid. I don't understand these things, so I don't get into it. But the Gemara does say that Rebbe, the author of the Mishnah, used to come home, after he was nifter, he used to come home and make kiddush. What's going on? So some say he's the nitzis of Yaakov. Whole thing. Fine. Says the Gemara. Omer b'Yitzchok. That's okay. Yeah. It's disturbing. Omer Yitzchak. Omer Rachav Rachav. Now the Gemara Megillah says that Rachav was one of the four most beautiful women in the world. So if somebody says twice, Rachav Rachav, Miyad Nikri, becomes a Balkari on the spot. Brings Yerurim. Omer Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Ana Amina Lav Leich Vistli. I could say it as much as I want, I can say it 10 times. Nothing ever happened to me. This is very interesting because we're talking about, I don't know how many years later, 1,000 years, whatever it was, a long, long time after Rachav was live, with Yeshua, the Zayna, the whole thing. So you're talking about somebody that lived, so what does it mean, Yoida? I'm telling you, don't say her name, it's not important anymore. So Yoida says, because the Gemara is talking about our days. We have to take Musa from here. That it's not appropriate to call Eishes Ish by her name twice. That's a Lashon Chiba, and that's us. That's what the Gemara is trying to tell us. So, they were leaving each other. Omalei, Levar Chamar. Give me a bracha. Omalei, Emshel Chamashal. Lamad Ava Doimah. Lalam Shahilach Bamidbar, Baruch Hashem. We can't sing the song now because we're running out of time. I'm sorry. David. The three worst things. He was hungry, tired, and thirsty. And he found a tree that it has beautiful, sweet fruit. And it has water right there. He ate its fruit, he drank the water, and enjoyed the shade. And he wanted to leave, even from a tree. Omar Ilon Ilon Bama Avarechacha. Im Omar Lacha, you see it's a Lashon Zachar. If I tell you, Shiu Perisecha Mesukim, Hare Perisecha Mesukim. Fine, enough. Shiye Tzichona, Hare Tzichona. Shitei Amasa, you have everything. You have the great fruit. What am I going to give you a bracha? Hare Amasa Maimu Beres Tachtecha, it's really a good chap. Now, what do you tell a tree that has everything? A tree has everything. What does a tree need? The only bracha I could give you is that your children, you should have nachas from your children. In betoira, hari toira, you have toira. In boisher, hari yosh, you have enough parasa. In bebanim, hari banim, you have offspring. They should be like you. Have a wonderful day.